Episode 3172, Transform Your Mindset.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Are you getting ready for some pumpkin pickin'? Oh, yes, it is. It's October. Can you believe it? I know. You got to be thinking about Halloween. Then you move to Thanksgiving, and then it's Christmas. Oh, yes. Well, today, it's all about your mindset. It's time to transform your mindset. For those of you who are brand new to Creature Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to creaturenow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. So I got a question for you. Because as you know, a lot is happening in Creature Now. We are out there on like the real TV. We're online. We're at pray.com still. And we're on specifically our own website, creaturenow.com. But what I want to talk to you about today is your mindset. Are you caught up in the routines and patterns that define your life? Because if you are seeking to break free from your limiting thoughts that hold you back, you got to transform your mindset. And you see, I look at what Creature Now used to be. It was just in my mind, and I didn't even know how to place my finger on it. And at the time, when I was trying to figure out, well, gosh, what is it? Like, what stands for what I want to do and how I want to go out and serve others? Because that's really where my heart is serving you. You are part of my family. You know that. I said that. I pray for you every week. I lift you up. I mean, I'm talking about you. And pretty soon, man, we're bringing a community together. It's fun. It's exciting. We do have to wait for a few things. I got a grandbaby along the way. So that might hold up a few things. That's kind of important, don't you think? But what I think about where I was way back when Creature Now started, I remember having conversations at our dining room table with my kids, and they would come up and a couple of them would be there, and I'd say, hey, what do you think about this title for my business, or this title, or this title? And the thing was, it was a title for my business, but I wanted it to be very interactive. I wanted it to make a statement. And so it was very interesting. I would give them a couple suggestions, and you know what? I have to go back in my notes like a long time ago, and I'm sure they're packed in a box somewhere, because since starting, we've moved twice. So, and we're about ready to make another move. So yeah, well, you know, we're just always flexible here. Hence, Create Your Now. But I would ask the kids, well, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? And like, no, mom, like this word. Yeah, but not this word. No, I don't like how you put this. And so eventually we came up with Create Your Now. And I say we because it was a family gathering. And it was something that I got all of their input. I was like, yes, I like that. And I slept on it and it just kept ringing true. Do you know how much pushback I got when I first came up with my business name, Create Your Now? They were like, oh, you just need to go with your name. I'm like, but it's not about me. I mean, yes, I'm the one that's going to be on the podcast. Yes, I'm the one who's writing. Yes, I'm whatever's happening, right? At that time, I didn't know we were going to be on TV. But it was one of those things where I was like, no, it just, I need for the other person who's reading it to know that it's about them, not about me. It's not Create My Now. You're not here to help me. I'm here to serve you. And I think in the journey of life, it's easy to get set in our ways. You know, we kind of follow the leader, and it's great when we do that for a little while. You know, maybe you're just moving to a new town, you kind of follow the leader for a little bit, and then you finally find your people. Or you're one who is like, well, I went into this career, but now I'm really interested in this, and you go and you dip your toe in it and like, nope, now I'm all in, and you make that switch. The thing is if we keep doing what everybody else wants us to do, we're conforming to what everybody else says we should be doing, and who knows us better? You know only you, right? I know only me. We know ourselves best. And so if we just become set in our ways and we become comfortable with the familiar, And change can seem daunting at the time. And we're like, yeah, well, you know what? I just don't want to go dip my toe in the water because I know where that's going to lead me. But if you're seeking personal growth and aiming to create a better future for yourself, it's essential to break free from the limitations of your current mindset. You must break the chains that imprison your progress. Every day, you're either moving forward or backward. You're not stagnant because then you're dead. Therefore, you have to bite the bullet and change something. Something has to give, your dreams or your mindset. So, if you're ready to transform your mindset, you got to turn it around. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Turn around your mindset. You got to go to the dark side, meaning do something out of the norm, right? You know how they said it back in the day, I don't know how long ago it was, but it's like, it's opposite day. Well, think of the dark side as kind of being the opposite day, or it's like in vogue, you know, oh, it's really dope. Or maybe that's even out of, you know, yeah. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about, okay? Do something out of the norm. You need to embrace the positive and see the possibilities even before they happen. And that comes by taking one step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. So what does it look like in real life? How can you transform your mindset and turn it around? Number one, embrace a positive outlook. It all begins with changing your perspective. In a world often emphasizing negativity, it can be challenging to stay positive. However, research has shown that cultivating a positive mindset not only enhances overall well-being, but also paves the way for success. Psychologist Barbara Fredrickson suggests that positivity opens our minds, broadens our perspective, and enables us to think creatively, fostering resilience and adaptability in the face of challenges. So really, you got to look at embracing a positive outlook, right? Focus on gratitude and appreciation. Take a few moments each day to reflect on things you're grateful for, no matter how small they may seem. Maybe it's like, I got up this morning and I took a shower. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, I had hot water. I know for us, oh my goodness, I don't know how long it was. It seemed like an eternity. But we were without hot water and we had to take cold showers. I think it was about a week. My husband, he was brave enough to do cold showers. Me, I just didn't work out and I didn't take a shower. Okay, call me not so great, but that's just how it was. I wasn't going to freeze my buns off unless if I chose to do it. And at this point, I did not want to choose to do it. So take those few moments each day to reflect on things that you're grateful for, right? Surround yourself with positive influences, whether it's reading inspirational quotes, listening to uplifting music, or engaging with encouraging individuals. Choose to see the silver lining in every situation, as embracing a positive mindset acts as a catalyst, right, for personal growth and attracts more positivity in your life. Meaning, that doesn't mean more good is going to come in your life. I did not say that. It just means that the way you look at it is with rose-colored glasses. And that's the key here, right? Now, that doesn't mean you're not being realistic. You've got to be realistic. Sometimes we lie to ourselves too much to wrap us into this mindset of like, well, I got this, but because of this, and this, I didn't get it. So that's okay. I'm just not going to switch anything up. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing because eventually it will come around. Well, let me talk a little story here. And it's going to be a wild one. You know I love football. Hang in there. We're going somewhere else with this. Stay tuned. You know I enjoy the Chiefs. Oh, yes, I have family in Kansas City. I've lived in Kansas City. I love Kansas City. You also know about Travis Kelce, right? Yes, an incredible, incredible receiver. And he's out there. But guess what else he's doing? He's dating someone. Oh, have you heard? Taylor Swift. Okay, if not, breaking news right here. Okay, it's not breaking news, but it has been all over the news. And I sit here thinking about, you know, they're like two individuals, but we see them as Travis Kelce of the Chiefs, catching and breaking records, and Patrick Mahomes can't ever miss him, even though on Sunday night they were having a little bit of a challenge a couple times. But then you've got Taylor Swift. Oh my gosh, she's like uber amazing country and pop singer, and she can do no wrong except write a song about every breakup she's ever had. And so you get these people who are having these conversations, not me included. We're having this because I'm teaching you something, so stay tuned. But, you know, they're talking about, well, gosh, is Travis Kelce just doing this because the Chiefs need more eyes? Or maybe the NFL needs something? Or does the NFL need Taylor Swift? Or does Taylor Swift need something? Is a new song coming out? Maybe she's going a different direction. Like, is this marketing? I'm sitting there thinking, are you serious, people? What if it's just that they finally realize what they want, and it's taken year after year after year? What if we looked at this with a positive, and this actually ended up being a relationship where she writes her first wedding song? Wow. I don't care if you like the Chiefs, Travis Kelce, or Taylor Swift, but you get what I'm saying. In that moment, you go from, well, all she's done is write breakup songs, to, oh my gosh, this could be her wedding song that she writes about now. It could be her forever I do. That's a totally different switch. That changes the tune of everything, including Taylor's and Kelce's. And what do you think it does to everybody else in their jibber jabber? You see, Taylor's got to close her ears, and so does Kelce. And they've got to do what's right for them. Turn around their mindset. I mean, you probably think that Kelce probably knows a little bit about Taylor, in that she's written a lot of songs about almost every man she's been with, is my understanding. Now, I am not a big Swiftie. I do follow her, but I'm not like a stalker or anything like that. I get things here and there and everywhere. But I'm here to tell you, they're going to be doing their life the way they want to do it, because they are not going to let all the other people talking get into their mindset, or they wouldn't be where they are right now. Together, an item, whatever you want to call it. I mean, wouldn't it be nice that she has a fairy tale ending? Have you listened to some of her songs? I'm just saying. Take a page out of Kelce and Taylor Swift's book. Transform your mindset. Number two, challenge limiting beliefs. You know, our beliefs shape our reality and influence our actions. Sometimes we unknowingly hold on to limiting beliefs that hinder our progress and prevent us from reaching our true potential. So to turn around your mindset, right, it is crucial to identify and challenge these beliefs. Don't sit there and say, I can't do something. Really? Why can't you do something? Why are you even saying that? Challenge that. Maybe it was truly a season. Maybe it was a time in your life. Maybe it was because you were dating the wrong guy and you ended up writing a song about it, right? So start by becoming aware of the negative self-talk that exists within you. Notice the moments when self-doubt or fear creeps in and replace those thoughts with positive affirmations. That means, yeah, build yourself up. Stop tearing yourself down. Psychologist Carol Dweck's research on the growth mindset suggests that by viewing failures and setbacks as opportunities for learning and growth, you can unlock your potential and overcome challenges with resilience and determination. So consider seeking out new experiences and stepping outside of your comfort zone. Get out of your own box. Let's go back to football for a minute, and no, not Travis Kelce. Let's go to Patrick Mahomes. Let's go to any other quarterback, right? You can go back into the days of, oh, I don't know, name them all. I've got a few rolling in my head, but they're just not coming out of my mouth. And it's one of those things where if they get outside of the pocket and use their own feet, they might actually get a first down. Not because of their capability, but because they're trying something new and different. They're pushing themselves. They're raising the ceiling. By exposing yourself to different perspectives, a different position on the field, and challenging your beliefs, you open yourself up to new possibilities and personal growth. Come on, whose team do you want to be on? I don't know. Number three, practice mindfulness and self-reflection. In today's fast-paced world, and I'm telling you, it moves like lightning now, we often find ourselves living on autopilot, rushing from one task to the next, one activity to the next, taking the kids here, taking them there, picking up this, picking up that, dropping this off, you know, and then coming back and going, what did I do today? And it's all because we're truly not present. Mindfulness is a practice of being fully engaged in the present, okay? That's mindfulness. Don't sit here and go, oh, it's new age, it's weird stuff. No, it's not. God calls us to be present with him. Be still and know that I am God. Well, if he's telling us to be still, don't you think sometimes we need to be mindful of where we're doing and what we're doing and how we're doing it and who we're doing it with? Mindfulness is the practice of being fully engaged in the present moment without judgment. And by cultivating mindfulness, you can break free from the repetitive and unproductive thought patterns that may be holding you back. So take time each day for self-reflection, whether through meditation, journaling, or simply finding a quiet space to relax and be present. I do a lot of it in my bed when I lay down. It's like deep breath, and literally I do a really deep breath. It's just like I settle into my position. I flex my ankles because I have a heel issue. We'll leave that for another episode. And I just breathe deeply. And I take about two or three deep breaths, and it's like, and in that it's like, thank you, Lord, for today. Thank you that I finally get to go to bed. Thank you for whatever it is. Lord, take this from me. Or, you know what? I was amazed at this situation. Or, you know what? I'm still unsure about this. So I'm giving it to you because I need to take a nap. I need to go to sleep. I need my body to rest and rejuvenate so I can wake up refueled for what you have in store for me. So my bed, going to bed, is my simple, quiet space to relax and be present. And that's before I close my eyes and I fall asleep. Use this time to observe your thoughts when you're in that self-reflection. Use it to observe your feelings and reactions without judgment. Look at things with facts attached, not feelings. Okay? You're looking at them as is, not how you felt as is. Notice any negative patterns that arise and consciously choose to replace them with more empowering thoughts. By practicing mindfulness, you develop a greater awareness of your mindset, meaning you know what you're thinking. You're not just saying it and going, now what did I just say? Like you actually know that this is coming out of your mouth and you can recognize it again. And then gain that ability to make intentional changes. Know when you screw up, but don't get bent out of shape because you do. Because guess what? If you want to know my edits right now in this, yeah, I'm going to tell you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I've got 7 edits already. I make mistakes, even here. Now I do it so you don't get all tripped up over my words when I trip over my own words. That's because my mouth isn't catching up with my brain. And I'm not reading my notes fast enough and I get distracted or somebody comes and interrupts me or I've got the dog barking, whatever the situation, right? But you can make intentional changes. You can decide that, yes, when I make a mistake, okay, that happens now. I'm not telling you to discount it and not learn from it. They are stepping stones. More failures leads to greater success. I can't say it any better than that. Right? If you watch Patrick Mahomes and you were watching him and the Jets play, do you know how many throws he missed to Kelsey within the first half? I believe it was 3. And 2 of them were completely an interception. And one of them I know that I can remember because I know I watch a lot of games, but one of them actually led to a touchdown and they made points off of it. Seriously? I mean, come on. Patrick Mahomes completed his 200th passing touchdown. Okay, it's the fastest any quarterback has ever done it. Now, some people would say, oh, well, he's the GOAT. Not yet. He's got a long ways to go. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. But you see, when you're looking at what's happening on the field, on your field, meaning in your home, in your church, in your workplace, in your community, when you look at your field, what do you see? Are you being aware of what's going on? Gandhi once said this, your beliefs become your thoughts. Your thoughts become your words become your actions become your habits become your values, and your values become your destiny. Turning around your mindset is not a one-time event. It's not a sprint. It is a marathon and it is an ongoing process. It requires patience, perseverance, and a lot of self-compassion care for you. By embracing a positive outlook and challenging limiting beliefs and practicing mindfulness and self-reflection, you, my friend, pave the way for a brighter and more fulfilling future for yourself. And guess what? It has a ripple effect for everyone that's around you. If you feel good, who else feels good? You know the saying, if the wife's happy, everybody's happy. If mom's happy, everybody's happy. Right? Now, you guys, not sure what you're saying is. Oh, we'll leave that for another episode. But seriously, now is the time to take the first step towards creating your now and transforming your life. You got this. You can transform your mindset, but you have to be willing to think about what you're thinking about. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.